Traubag spooned hot oatmeal in at a furious rate, eyeing a last scone that lay between him and Fergale.
Well, lucky old us. It's hey-ho for the northwest on the strength of a bally dream, what? I think I'll dream tonight that I've been sent back to Salamandastron to take up the blinking job of head food taster. Do you think it'll work?
Drill Sergeant Clubrush tweaked the cheeky young recruit's ear.
Strange you should say that, young sir. I've just had a dream that you was on pot washing duty and you volunteered to carry my pack all day. What do you say to that, young Trabex?
Silly beastly things dreams are, Sarge. That is unless Lady Craigor dreams them up, what?
The sergeant's pace stick tapped Traubag's shoulder lightly.
Right you are, bucko, and don't you forget it.
The long patrol hares assembled after breakfast for their final orders before marching. Lady Craigor and Corporal Elbrig looked on from the sidelines as Drill Sergeant Clubrush lectured them.
Listen carefully now. From this moment we march silent and quick. And when I say silent, Traubags and some of you other young rips, I means it. Foolish and thoughtless noise or play acting could get us all ambushed or slain. Shangle Whitepad, you and the other seasoned veterans keep an eye on our recruits. It is your duty to show them the ropes. Every beast, make sure your weapons are in good order. Slings, javelins, swords, bows and quivers. Soon we'll be in enemy territory and you may need them. Right, that's all. Unless you've got anything to say to them, Lady Craigor, ma'am.
For the first time, the Badger Warrior addressed the 500 hares who formed her travelling army.
So far, you have all proved worthy and well. My thanks to you. Soon we will be facing rapscallions in battle. Make no mistake about them. Vermin they may be, but they are trained killers. To bring peace to these lands, we must slay them or be slain. From this moment, you are hunters and warriors, and there will be no marching songs, eulalias or campfires. That is all.
They marched then. No commands were called. A nod, the wave of a pace stick or a signal from the sergeant's paw was all that they required. They kept to grassland, ferns and rocky terrain, wherever possible, so that a telltale dust cloud would not betray their position. Traubag strode silently alongside Shangle Widepad. After a while, the irrepressible young hare found himself humming a ditty called The Fat Frog's Dinner. And he winked at Shangle and grinned. The glare he received from the grizzled veteran silenced him immediately. Grim-faced and determined, the 500 pressed on.